their representation in the overall population. But the problem is really exacerbated in the STEM fields.
A question on the right-hand column of non-resident aliens. There was no delineation within them relative to white blackness?
No, no.
Why not?
Because they're not U.S. citizens or permanent residents, so I don't think it's a category for which data is even obtained. In STEM, yes. Yeah, in STEM fields, that's right.
Right. Who can't work here?
What?
Who cannot work here?
Well, they can receive H-1 visas and
that's an extension of a year or two, right?
Yes. I think there's a bill under consideration in the House now to open up visas, working visas for STEM graduates from other countries. But yes, it's an issue. Actually, foreign students are returning to their countries more than they used to. Many of them used to stay here, but now many of them go back, for example, to China. So, I mean, that's another issue, but it is one, definitely. Also wanted to take a look at another category which is underrepresented, which I have not mentioned till now, which is a woman faculty in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And here, you have to understand that these areas of increasing number of minority PhDs and increasing the number of women PhDs in scientific fields are areas in which the federal government has put vast resources for a number of years, and there is very mature programs, to fellowship programs, for example, to recruit graduate students from minority groups and women into these areas. And I think for female faculty or female earning PhDs, this has had some success. You can see that 35% of doctoral degrees conferred in the U.S. in STEM fields are to women. Not 50% or 52, but it is significant nonetheless. There has been good progress in this area. Less so in engineering than in other scientific fields, but still some progress in engineering as well. So we wanted to look at how we're doing at the U of I, and this is on the STEM is really concentrated in Chicago and Urbana-Champaign. And these are the numbers between assistant, associate, and full professors. You can see that at the assistant professor level, we're doing fairly well, especially in Chicago. 42% of the assistant professors in STEM are women. Again, this has not had the time to build up into the other ranks because a lot of this effort has been more recent. So you see only 12% of professors being women. And not quite as good, but still respectable percentages at the Urbana-Champaign campus, 32% of women in STEM. There is a variety of programs at the university level to encourage the departments, academic units to recruit minority faculty and women faculty in the fields that they are underrepresented. I'm going to go very briefly through a few of these. One of these at UIUC is the Target of Opportunity Program, TOP, and the purpose is really to increase recruitment of underrepresented minorities, but also women in specific STEM fields. But also veterans and persons with disabilities. Essentially, it is a grant from the provost office to the academic unit paying for up to $75,000 in recurring salary support. 200 new faculty members have been supported since 1989, and you can see the breakdown between African Americans and Latino and Native Americans. And the program costs about $8.3 million per year, and currently there's 163 faculty members who are being supported by it. UIC has a similar program